Guys, feels good to be back on the beach.
It's finally paradise.
I'm so excited.
How are we feeling?
Very good, very good.
So good.
Jess, feeling good?
Feeling great, but also feeling...
exhausted.
Exhausted already. But immediately, I had way more fun with this episode.
Than the entire
season. Of Gab and Rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this show is why we watch the other seasons.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is.
Yeah.
What a dramatic start. I really feel blessed to have such drama so early on, you know? Feeling very grateful for the ABC gods that feed us the feast that we feast on.
Yeah.
I'm going to reuse a joke that I don't think I used on the podcast before, but I've said to my friends multiple times. I feel very Jane Goodall, Gorillas in the Mist when it comes to Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay, go on.
Just observing behaviors and writing down notes. I'm really studying what the straight person in the wild...
a social experiment.
...is into.
It is a social experiment, yeah.
So I will be writing my book, Straights in the Mist, but Straights on the Sand.
I can't wait to read it. I would love to learn more about my people.
I do. I really do feel like, you know, Jane and I... we're like this.
I can see it. New York Times bestseller.
Like Trailblazers.
Oh, Trailblazers.
If you will.
Who will pay her?
Who?
Sigourney Weaver.
Play her.
Sigourney.
Oh, you guys.
What are we? What is this?
We're the newest season of We Hate the Bachelor. And let me fucking tell you, I already hate multiple of these Bachelors.
Yes.
I love them. I love them all.
You know, just sit down, watch your favorite show about straight people falling in love, make fun of it, go home. That's it.
Voila.
That's it.
Easy. I love it.
Easy as that.
Yeah.
It's just so simple, you know? It's who we are.
Yeah.
So.
I'm Joel.
Everyone knows who we are. Joel, Jess, I'm Thomas. They know.
I don't know. Maybe we have some new listeners.
Yeah.
Hey, new listeners.
Excuse me. Let me introduce myself. I am a strong, independent woman.
Thank you.
You are.
Yes.
I'm Jess.
Very tall.
Yes.
A very tall.
And, very tall woman.
As we now know, very tall. Well, I would just say tall because Gabby's very tall at 5'8", and I'm 5'7".
Ooh, yes.
So yeah. I don't think I've reached the very tall.
Very tall adjacent. That's fair.
Yeah. Adjacent, though.
Whoa,
yes.
Yeah.
On the cusp.
Cusp of very tall.
That's the title of my biography.
And at this point, if you guys don't know who I am, the loudest one on this fucking podcast, like, I don't know, you're out. But I am Thomas, in case none of you knew. The new follower we got today on Instagram.
Yes.
You saw
welcome,
it.
Welcome.
You saw it.
Welcome.
I saw
welcome.
It.
We love
hey.
It.
We love you.
Come on in.
Love it.
We have so many fucking people to get through, so we're going to rapid fire. I was thinking of going in beach arrival order.
Sure.
Absolutely. Right?
First on the beach, our queen, Serene. Joel, quick history.
Well, I think she has extra nipples.
Yeah, that's...
I was distracted.
Yeah.
It was...
I gotta like it.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Zero judgment, but like, Serene, do you want to call in and confirm?
Confirm, please.
Okay, so Bachelor data said that the first two people on the beach, usually one of them gets engaged.
Mm.
I'm seeing it for Serene. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, me too.
But also, second on the beach, Daddy Mike.
Yes.
Oh,
Michael
and
A.
I can see it for both of them.
Me
because
too.
They're both very serious. She... I don't know. We'll get to her in a little bit more, but we know a lot about him already.
Yeah, love of my life.
Yeah, honestly, love of my life.
What I would give to give birth to children for him.
And he looks incredible.
Oh, he's had a major glow up and he's already hot.
He was already super hot.
Now he's just like exponentially hotter and it's ridiculous.
It's unfair.
His hair is my perfect man hair. That is exactly what my future husband will look like.
And I must say, I mean, for being the oldest one on the beach almost... it's just another testament to unproblematic white men get to age gracefully.
Yes.
It's just the rule in the world.
The issue I see for him is that what one of these girls wants to move and be his child's mother?
Yeah.
Move to, what did we say he's from? Iowa?
Akron, Ohio. Iowa. Nowhere any of us are interested
in. I'm just going to say the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close
yeah.
your eyes, point about there.
Yeah.
Approximately there. Andrew S., third up.
Hot.
Ooh, Andrew.
Looking like a snack.
Looks so good. But you guys, I can't believe that we we miss this because at the beginning they do like a weird montage of the people who are coming on the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And we see Johnny.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy. Oh, thank you, Jess. Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God. Should that be the new theme song for the
pod?
Yes,
we can't not talk about his rap. His rap, it's the saddest white man rap I've ever heard.
He spits bars.
Dude. I can't say I remember any of, like, the lyrics were not profound to me, but I enjoyed the experience of listening to it and seeing it happen before my eyes.
I'm pretty sure he said, I'm going to have a dope time.
Of course he did.
I'm pretty sure, like, it's some sort of variation of that.
Yeah, yeah, you're not far off.
That's my boy. That's my boy there to party.
I think that's your
boy. That's my boy. For real. Okay, Johnny ain't there for seriousness. That's our boy.
Okay. I mean, just prior to Johnny arriving, we opened the season with IBS talk. So I thought the rapping was actually a slight improvement from Hunter. Yeah?
That's her only personality trait, apparently.
That's unfortunate when your personality trait is that you shit all the time.
Okay. Third on the beach, Andrew S. Hot. Genevieve, fourth on the beach.
First of all, what is her name?
Genevieve.
Her name is Genevieve in real life, but on the podcast, she is affectionately known as Genevieve.
Genevieve.
Oui. Oui, oui.
We are bilingual here.
Quatrième, le quatrième. The fourth.
Oui. Did you guys know that Joel speaks French?
Of course. I'm gonna be absolutely pretentious about it. Thank you so much.
We skipped over Andrew and his body real fast. Yeah,
Let's circle back.
Open shirt.
Yep.
Just
pleased.
The most sculpted and smooth too, I'm not usually into.
He does look very smooth.
Yeah. Mm.
Like Ken doll smooth.
Into it.
Why did Katie not?
Because
she wanted the sad white boy instead.
Yeah.
Sad puppy boy.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Literally couldn't even remember his name. Johnny walks down and he's fucking stoked to be there.
He refers to himself twice in the third person.
Mm.
Like Johnny's gonna have a good
Johnny's
time.
Johnny's gonna have a magical time this summer on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, he doesn't look as good as he did on Ratch and Gab season.
Yeah, what changed?
I know what's changed. Please let me tell you.
Oh, tell us.
It's because the crop of men is a lot hotter.
Oh, comparison.
And so Johnny, hotness level is all dependent on who he's around.
Yeah, he went from like an 8 to like a 6.
Yeah, like a 5.5 for me. Like he's really.
I kind of agree.
Yeah, he's real. I would not look twice on the street.
And he has a little less beard.
I'd barely look once.
I think he needs a little more beard.
And a little more lip volume.
And like maybe a little less rapping.
Mm, yeah.
I'll never forget that. And I'll never think he's attractive after that.
Oh.
Okay, next
I've always wanted to be the dopest girl he's ever hung with. So I'm actually
dopest girl on the beach. Teddy comes down next.
Teddy!
The virgin, self-proclaimed virgin Teddy. Oh. I don't know. Like, why is that? Like,
we're done with that.
Yeah. Like, we've got IBS Hunter. We've got rap star Johnny. And now we've got virgin Teddy.
Michael the dad.
Michael daddy.
But you know what? Straight men love a virgin. Untouched.
Ugh.
Absolute
disgusting behavior. They think about it. They're like, my dick will be the first dick. Straight men love that.
I have never wanted my dick to be the first dick.
Yeah, go learn.
Go
and
learn.
Then come to me with some skills.
In 10 years. My sister and I were just talking about this. I want my man to have slept with a lot of people.
I want
him to know what he's doing.
Yeah.
You only slept with one person?
I don't need to know the number.
The only time I want to be the first dick, if it's in the evening of multiple, I would like to be the first.
First in the line.
First in line, but not first ever.
Yeah.
Let's just clarify.
Agreed.
Chapter 1 in your book.
Oh my God. If only.
So Teddy's one of the younger people on the beach, and then we go to the oldest person on the beach, which is Casey. And I think they do this shit on purpose. Like,
of course they
do. It is a formula. They are like jumping around.
He's the only graying one there.
You know what? And I will say that he didn't look great coming down the stairs, but later in the darkness, in the dimmer lighting, the ladies were falling for him a little bit.
You know, my first impression of him coming down the stairs, I thought he looked really cute.
Okay.
But then as he got closer to the camera, I didn't think he was far
from
cute.
I think similarly to Johnny, he suffers from a similar group hotness quotient.
I would say affliction.
Cute from afar, far from cute.
Yeah. Haley.
Oh, sorry. Wait, who? My note for Casey.
Yes.
Looks like he roofies drinks at a house party.
Oh my God.
Also the oldest person there, but still there, you know, and everyone's like,
Who invited him?
Are you doing your like victory lap of high school or what's this?
So do you live near campus?
Yeah. Party at nine.
Come on, fellow kids.
Hello, God. Fellow teens.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Next is Haley. Who? Literally.
Never seen her before in my life.
Human bobblehead Haley.
So normally they don't invite this plane of women who were out night one.
But it's science, Thomas.
It's true.
It's science.
They just don't.
Facts are facts.
Facts are facts.
Like they'll invite like a smoke show from night one, but Haley, I don't know about it.
Who? Yeah. Who is she?
Yes. I think she's a Clayton night one. Oh. Like a recent. I don't remember her.
She's the Mike Kenna of the season. I'm just calling it right
soon
now.
Soon to be.
Yeah, but she got to go first here. She's
also
like,
why?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They need some first offs. Need some first cuts.
Filler queen.
And it can't be Lace.
The pork chop.
Oh.
It's true. The pork chop.
R.I.P.
Haley. It's not going to be loose.
Brittany, the one who entertains men for money.
Oh, my God.
She didn't really get much screen time this episode.
Not at all. And I think that she is, like, so beautiful.
Yes.
So I'm surprised.
Crazy eyes. A little
How
bit.
Were Definitely. Guys not flocking to her?
Yeah.
Especially if they watched Matt's season, because that's how they figure out about each other.
Yes. Yeah.
She looked smoking fucking hot on Matt's
so
season.
So good, yeah.
Oddly, I think she seemed very reserved, whereas when she walked in on Matt James' season, she was like an intruder, because she came in late, and she came in like guns blazing. But then that didn't work out for her so well.
Learned her lesson.
So maybe she's taking a slightly different approach, but I actually think guns blazing for BIP is the way to go.
You have limited
time. Like, you've made out with at least two people, and you've been here for 2 hours?
You should kiss someone the first night.
What are you doing?
100%. You shouldn't even introduce yourself. You should actually just walk up to them and swallow their face and be like, what's that? Next, Jill Chin.
That's all
I'm going to say. I don't even have notes.
Meh. We'll talk about her later.
We'll talk about her lots later. So, yeah.
Hunter, great name for a girl.
Yeah.
One of my best friends from elementary school's older brother's name was Hunter, and it was very hot. Love it on a girl.
Yeah.
She's
Love
pretty.
It.
She's pretty.
She's pretty. A little forgettable.
Very forgettable. Yeah.
Well, every time I saw her this episode, I didn't even write anything down about her. She was a surprise to me.
I just wrote the name Hunter, and that was it.
Yeah, I was like,
I could know names.
I will say, like, normally I feel like there's more blondes. This season is only a couple so far.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, there's only three. Shanae, Hunter, Haley.
Yep.
Because Lace is a brunette.
Yep. I think so. Yeah, so far.
Sierra, instant Stan.
Whoa.
That's our girl.
Yeah. She brings those shots down. She's wearing that beautiful bikini.
She knows she looks good.
She's so pretty.
Incredible. She's so pretty. She's
fashion.
Danalina. Yeah.
Yes. She was fashion on Clayton's season as well.
Great eye shape, too.
Incredible.
Very almond eye shape.
Yeah. She's like one of those girls. She could be of any ethnic descent.
We love
her. No idea.
She's super.
I don't care.
Looking.
I just want to look at her.
Girl.
Yes.
Oh, you're from not America? Cool.
I'm pretty sure she's American.
My nightmare comes down the stairs next.
Jakob.
Tarzan. Jakob. Fabio. And I'd rather fucking die.
It's so lame. Sorry, I shouldn't say lame. He's just so bad. Like, I hate him. It's like one person one time told him he looked like Tarzan and he's just going to go with it. Mm-hmm. And I hate it.
He also is very not afraid to talk about the physical features he wants in a woman.
Laundry list of items of what he wants for a woman.
So specific, too.
And did you notice none of them were personality traits?
Correct.
No, it was lips, eyebrows, hair.
Yeah, eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, a peach. And then he ate the
pepper.
Pepper.
Really not your thing.
No, I hate peppers.
Yeah, me too. Ooh, Jess. Twins.
I will give him maybe like the early nomination for the fuckest boy of the beach.
I would agree.
I mean, we don't know who's coming fully.
That's true.
But number one, first impression, fuckest boy.
I thought like it's between him and Johnny, but I think it's
him for sure.
Johnny's like he is an understated fuck boy because he doesn't lead with it.
I mean, he led with that rap.
Yeah, but it's like who he is. Jakob is performing.
Yes. Fully.
Johnny is just who he is,
man. Is this Jakob's drag?
Oh.
Is this Jakob's drag race?
Jakob's
on the beach?
Race.
This is it.
Because, you're right. He's very performative.
He gives, I need attention at all times or I'll die, Tinkerbell, like Jordan. Model Jordan from BIP.
Oh,
yes. They're the same person.
Yeah.
Except Jakob has a better body.
Yeah. Model Jordan was
my
enemy. I'll never forget.
My
I'll
enemy.
Never forget.
How could you?
Catalog.
Give me that Sears catalog, baby. Winter 2018.
All right, and next comes the female version of Jacob.
Oh my God.
Shanae.
Shanae, who the three of us who are from smaller towns originally will understand this. Anyone who's from a small town, she gives off girl who defends her homophobic boyfriend.
Ooh.
Like, it's just, he's just not used to it. Like, it's new to him. Like,
she's trying to be an ally, but she's not proving that she's
100%. Yes. She does not break up with the boyfriend who uses the F slur. She continues. That's who she is. And she's a little
not his fault.
Rougher on the edges.
But you know what? She's not just there to have a good time.
Looks like she's had a long
Shanae 2.0, she says.
Yeah. Although we know it's just going to be exactly the same.
Also want to point out, beautiful girl wearing a terrible bikini top. Great color for her.
Great color, yeah.
Scrunchy fabric. It's not the look.
Ill-fitting. All the other girls had their tits fucking pushed up to their necks. Like they're
as
like,
you should.
They're like, I want to show these
either tits
off.
Up or barely covered.
Or
a combination.
There was an underboob scenario.
Oh, yeah, just small nipple cover.
Exactly.
Love it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
That's what I want.
Love.
Love it.
Justin.
Oh, I just wrote Justin.
Yeah, that's our boy.
Huge fan.
Katie, we said this during watching, but Katie really had the best guys in a long, like Katie and Tayshia had such a good group.
Elite men.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, Hannah Brown.
she had no one.
Oh, yikes. It's a yikes. I can't stand it. In between stairs, now we're getting to the mingling.
And makeouts.
And award for the first makeout goes to Jacob and Shanae.
They are the same. One and the same.
Yeah. It's like making out with a mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, which they would love.
And they said they put their foot down and they said, we will not have sex on the first night. And I, you know what? Good for them for saying that.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think I would proclaim that. I think I'd actually be like, let's go. You want to go?
Boom, boom.
Before it's dirty?
Yeah.
Talk about being the first dick.
Yeah.
In the boom boom room.
I do think that, like, call me old fashioned, but I do think that there's a double standard. Like, I think if for the men, it would be, like, really cool. But the girl.
Oh,
slut.
Like, if you go into the boom boom room the first time, first night, the girl, none of the guys would want her after that. She would go home.
Tainted. She's tainted.
Yeah, which I think is totally wrong. Because, like, if you're feeling it, you're feeling it. Yes. Right? Like, whatever. Especially
sex positive.
Yeah. And they're all drinking. Like, all of these people have had, well, except for Teddy, have had a one night stand. Right? Like, where you go home from the bar. This is exactly the same
thing. I had sex on the first date. It's probably why they haven't texted me back after, but but it's happened.
Of course.
Add that chapter 2 of the book.
We're going to write it while we're here.
Yeah, we're writing it right now, baby. Okay,
after Jacob chokes Shanae with his tongue, Joel's favorite bachelor contestant ever arrives.
All caps. Laser arrives. I love her.
Does not seem excited to be there.
Our icon has arrived.
Yeah. She's the one.
Thomas, tell us what you think of her.
Fucking hate her.
Why?
She is so annoying.
Thomas was like, are we supposed to like her?
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
But like,
yeah, she's not giving likable, that's for sure.
No, but that's not Lace.
No. Can you give us a brief history, maybe?
Mess. She's a mess. And she constantly is talking about how she's improved herself. She's done the work. And then she just comes back and does the same shenanigans.
Well,
like she crying in her bunk bed for attention.
She's the prettiest she's ever been.
Which is probably true.
But she still looks the same. Like she was on BIP 7 years ago. Nothing about her look has changed. Like the lashes.
She had a crooked eyelash then. She's got a crooked eyelash now.
They should just not be that long. But this is why we love Lace.
Okay.
She's not polished.
No, I mean,
she's just not.
No.
She's excellent television.
The only thing Bobblehead contributed to the episode was, it's been 6 years. Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay, who is she from the Real Housewives franchise? She's Kim Richards.
Oh, you brought it all together.
You love Kim Richards.
Whoa.
Such a mess.
Yeah.
Such a bitch. Okay.
Never stops coming back for
never,
more.
Always coming back for more.
Yeah. Alcoholic.
Yeah.
Tick, tick, tick.
Arrested in a Target in Van Nuys for shoplifting.
Lace, probably.
Wouldn't put it past her.
That bitch is rough, too. But, like, good for her. Good
I know, but I just am excited for Lace to be there to find love.
Oh, okay.
I would.
The goal is for her to find love? I mean,
I would love for her to find love.
I want to meet the guy. Which one of these guys is going to be the guy that tames Lace?
Well, remember, what was her couple name?
Grant and Lace were Grace.
Grace. I hope that she finds her Grace.
No, I hope she doesn't find this, not that again.
It was fun, though. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I do love a new fake word. That's one of my favorite things.
Yes. Well, we have already gotten one. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
We already have a new fake word.
Oh, my God.
I don't even want to acknowledge who comes down the stairs
next.
We can
just not.
All I'm going to say is that he claims to be 26. That's all I'm going to say.
He's not, though.
He's not 26.
He's like, Casey thought he was the oldest person on the beach.
Mm-mm, yeah, here he comes.
Here he
but
is.
Johnny's the same way. Johnny is not 25. He's 38 at best.
Well, why do you think Lace was going after Logan? Because she thought he was older.
Oh, my God. And when he said he was 26, and
she
was
lost
like,
it.
Oh,
she's
shit.
Like, I gotta leave. Yes. But she legitimately thought he was one of the older guys,
well,
which is why she was interested in him.
When you look weathered for no reason.
He has really deep, puffy bags under his eyes.
And he's got, like, normally, you know, I love a mustache. I really do.
Mm.
I find them very attractive
yes.
on, like, the right man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But this little poo-stache, I'm going to call it, that he has going on, it reminds me of when you're in grade 8 and...
Peach fuzz.
The peach fuzz
yeah.
that boys get with, when they have really dark
they
hair.
They refuse to shave.
They refuse to shave it. But he's just let it go a little bit too far.
And there's, like, and there's three really dark long ones in
and
the middle.
And it doesn't even... And because I think his face... I'm really getting into it,
yeah.
is like quite, he's got a very compact face.
Yeah.
The mustache is also itself very compact. So
ooh.
It doesn't, I don't even think it reaches to the end of his mouth.
I hate him.
He actually kind of looks like a caricature of a person.
Yeah.
Rather
yeah.
than actually being a person.
Uh-huh.
Logan, call in.
Yeah. yeah. Defend yourself.
Defend yourself.
I'm ready.
Yeah. But in the preview, he makes out with like 10 people. So.
Which is deplorable behavior
and
from
again,
these women.
He was the one that Gabby and Rachel said that was the one that the only one they were fighting about.
Am I watching the same show?
I mean, we don't get it.
No.
We do not get it.
We do not get it.
Maybe he just looks bad on camera.
Which is so much worse.
Or maybe we're, you know what? Or maybe we're watching this sober and they're always drunk.
Mm.
Ah,
okay, next
out.
Week, you guys, Jess and I will be slurring.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Joel will be on vacation. He'll also be drunk.
He'll also be drunk.
I'll be drunk.
Just 12 hours ahead.
Yeah. Oh, my.
On another day.
Fun. After Logan, the man we've all been waiting for. Oops.
There is much talk.
Brandon.
And I don't know him from Michelle's season.
Final two, the one she should have picked.
He did a big cry.
He's immediately likable, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He's
like,
so lovely.
Endearing, chill, funny, charming.
He does like a dance when he comes down the stairs. I was like, look at you.
That's our boy.
I love that.
Doesn't need to wear a leaf over his dick.
No, because he's... got all the attention without it.
He has everything. He's like nice, volunteers, has a nice family.
He's a personal trainer.
Like, he's tall. Like, I don't understand what Michelle was thinking. Like, she made the wrong choice.
Yeah, well, clearly.
Clearly.
Famously now.
But moments later, he just pulls Serene because they both want each other.
Well, hold on. He walks down to the beach and Serene slides off
loses
the couch.
It.
She needs a towel.
Yeah.
That girl is moist.
And, like, shocked.
Yeah.
Like, she can't even make words happen.
It's kind of cute, though.
Oh, so cute.
She's very, like, I was, like, she looked a little stunned. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it was...
Well, you were saying earlier, she seems fragile.
Very fragile.
Yes.
Like,
oh.
I wouldn't trust her.
A delicate woman.
With anything. If I was, like, hanging off the side of a cliff, and they were like, Serene is coming to save you, I'd be like, well, I'm dead. I may as well just jump off.
She for sure has bird bones. Yeah. Hollow
bird bones.
Yeah, she could never pull me over the ledge. No.
Yes.
So,
no, they can't actually film the intro to the show yet because she got hit by a wave and snapped in half.
Yes.
During her post.
That's her intro.
Yeah. A small gust.
Yeah. She gets blown over by a gust of wind.
Yeah. But I think they've definitely talked on Instagram.
They must have.
Because they seem to know. They already, she was like, well, I don't know that much about you. Like, so they already like know a little bit about you.
I've been liking your shirtless selfies for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a personal trainer? Oh, I can tell.
And then she says, I can tell. Yeah. And then they both say, I'm attracted to you. And then they just make out.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
I'm nervous. Yeah.
That's my dream scenario. Because usually I'm just the one nervously rambling and I don't get kissed.
And they have a good kiss.
Yes.
Well,
pretty good. For first kiss.
It's good. I mean, these dudes are really going.
And they're sober
full
at this point.
Tongue.
They
at immediately full tongue.
Well, I think that's the way.
It
French or nothing.
But
turn it up.
Okay, so I don't know how you make out.
With some tongue.
But immediately?
I think he's telling us.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't just do a little like and then get going?
Then maybe, yeah.
Yeah. They sure, didn't do that.
Okay, yeah. Like I guess a preliminary lip touch.
Yeah, like we're
then
talking
tongue.
Their mouths were open with tongue out on the way to meeting but the both other of person. Them were. Well, true.
I don't know. I think it's weird to go in with the tongue for the first moment of the kiss, but fine for the tongue after that.
Correct. Yeah. The tongue should not be the first thing I feel.
No, you shouldn't be leading tongue first.
Correct. Yeah. And all of these people so far are.
Well,
tongue forward.
Walk into tongue the room, forward. That's tongue first. Tongue
forward. It's a very tongue forward beach.
It is. Yeah. Very tongue forward beach. Yeah. Disgusting.
Gross.
Maybe that's just like the Gen Z way. Gen Zillennial way.
I don't like watching this show now being older than them. I liked it when we first started watching together.
But you're not older than
And
all
I
of
was
them.
The same age. You're right. Casey's still older.
And Michael
and
A. Michael A.
And I would like to say that I'm younger than several of them.
Lace several? Is older than you.
Yeah. So I just liked it when I was the same age. Because then I could be like, wow, at least I'm not a mess and I'm the same age as them. And now it's like, what's my excuse? Like, what?
I definitely see a divide. Between the generations.
100%.
Oh, yeah, there's factions forming, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, it's interesting to watch. You know what? I felt old for a long time, so this is nothing new for me.
Yeah, well.
But I feel you.
It's new for me.
But, like, I'm sorry,
welcome
but
to your 30s, bitch.
What do 38-year-old men and 22-year-old women have in common?
Okay.
Like, very little.
Actually, probably a lot, because straight men are so fucking immature.
It's true. The brain age is the same. Nailed it.
Holy. I mean, sexual prime-wise, the other way around would be great.
Exactly.
38-year-old woman, 23-year-old man. That's like sexual prime.
That's jackhammer.
I know, but I look at men in their 20s and I just see babies.
Yes.
I really do. Like, I just can't. And I know, sexually, that would be the best match because we're all in those primes, like you said.
Yes, yes.
No, I can't do it. Can't sleep with a child.
That's good. That's good to know.
That's good.
I feel like that's, don't. Correct.
A lot of these men can't relate.
No, exactly. No,
famously. They love women who are just little babies.
Exactly.
I'm a widow. Help was baby. Ooh. I'm scared of a widow. Ooh.
Crabs. Listen.
Fuck off, Genevieve.
That was Jill Chin.
No, it was Genevieve.
It was Genevieve.
It was Genevieve.
Right.
But speaking of Jill Chin, we get to our first moment of drama.
When?
Immediate drama.
Romeo.
Walks down the stairs.
Oh, I don't know. Who is he? Don't.
First thing I noticed, small nips. Second thing I noticed, great pec shape.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I want to say he was from Michelle's season.
Okay.
I can't remember.
He has a good body. He seems pretty attractive. Not my type.
No, me neither.
Oh, no, just, he's hot.
But he's hot. Yeah. He's hot.
And doesn't seem like a full douchebag yet.
No, because as we know, it's hard for him. He really, really struggles to do the right thing.
Really didn't want to.
But he does it. But he does it. So you think, like, deep down, okay, he has a moral compass.
Yeah.
But there's some drama before they get here. Him and Jill are apparently friends. They're seeing each other maybe a little bit, exploring something romantic. And then he kisses physician Kira.
At a club.
Previous.
At a club.
Yeah.
At a club.
At a club.
So sorry.
Mario? What do I keep thinking? Romeo.
He does look like Mario,
Romeo and...
Unfortunately, it's the Carl Romeo. They're they're that same category
of
person.
It's the hair.
And the bug eyes.
But it's obvious that Jill and Romeo have not spoken in a minute because Jill was a bit jilted.
Ooh.
By the Kira and Romeo dance floor makeout.
Not happy about it.
And now Romeo feels a little not great about it.
He's like, why haven't we talked in so long? And she was like giving him like,
dear dirtbag.
And she was like, is it because I kiss Kira?
And then five, four, three,
you answered your own question?
Insert Kira.
Yeah. She comes and she steals Jill Chin's drink.
Love it.
Incredible.
Power move.
Quick poll between the three of us. Who is going to be messier, Kira or Lace?
Already, I think it's Kira.
Uh-huh.
But it's tight.
It is a tight race.
Because I think Kira's being petty, Lace is being sad.
Also, but Kira's also starting conflict.
Yes. And I would say it's two different types of messy. Yeah. Because who looks messier? Kira.
Her like chapped lips and smeared eyelash.
The eye glaze was quick.
Rough.
Yeah, yeah. The jeweled bathing suit, you can tell. This is a look. This is she's like Miami Dance Club. 4 a.m.
Yes.
You know? Still partying till 10 a.m. You know,
but Lace kind of looks like
I think Miami is generous.
Lace is messy because she's crying. She's for nothing. She's not trying, right? At least what's her face? Kira has flicking nips.
Yes. Yeah, Lace is like, I've been here for 4 minutes and nobody's looked at me and I'm over it. This is the worst. Okay, well, maybe try.
this is the most boring season I've ever seen. It's like
it's been 12 hours.
It's night one. Like,
Aider, this is when I said, is she supposed to be likable?
I don't know what you're not liking about this. So
yeah. God. Also, okay, again, let's rewind. We're at the beach. We're in Mexico. It's beautiful. Get real, guys. Enjoy the vacation.
Yeah. Lean in.
Lean into the experience. Even if you're not finding love, have a nice day.
I would just be, if I wasn't finding love, I would be the drunkest person.
I was just about to say, I would be slurring, falling over.
I would be.
Because join me in the cabana, guys.
I would be in that water. I would be doing somersaults in the water. Yes. I would be rolling in the sand, doing whatever I could because I'm in Mexico.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going home, I'm going home having made some great television.
Yeah.
Number one. And number two, with a great hangover.
And that's all we're asking for.
Free booze.
Free. Great television is all we need.
She bucks up, though. Shanae goes to find her.
Which, why?
I don't know. Because no one's interested in her either.
Let's be sad. Well, no, she tongue fucked.
The last person I thought would be providing any pep talks for her fellow women is Shanae.
Shanae, keep my name out of your fucking mouths.
Yes.
But we digress. The men, we learn the men have the roses first. Oof. So it's great that The Bachelor is really continuing this tradition of sexism that we've started and hating women. You'd think they would have learned.
But that's why we need some filler bitches on the beach right away.
How can they learn of Gavin Ratch when filming's already started for BIP?
Because the problems from Gavin Ratch started right at the beginning.
Yeah, but the ABC didn't know that until the fandom said, what?
That's true. They needed us to tell them.
They did.
They didn't figure it out themselves.
So, benefit of the doubt, Jess, please.
That's true. As Jesse Palmer said, they learned some things.
You know, I really think that it takes a exceptionally large corporation with a ton of influence and exposure. It just takes them a little bit longer than the rest of us, you know?
Well, they don't have the resources.
No.
And by resources, I mean people of diversity.
Non-white men over 50. Yeah.
Speaking of JP, how do we feel about tan pants on the beach? Livid? Were you livid?
Jail.
Yeah.
Federal prison.
Yeah.
The new run and jump is
pants
on the beach.
If he went to federal prison, at least he could work out his legs because he missed leg day.
Okay.
They were so thin.
So skinny.
He looked like an apple on a stick.
Yeah, he looked top heavy. He kind of looked like the blue M&M.
Yes.
Crease. Yeah.
Exactly what I was picturing. Like the Kool-Aid man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, bro, weren't you in football? Like, don't you have to use your legs in football? Like, that doesn't go away. Like, after I was super fat and lost weight, my legs are forever huge.
Yeah.
My calf muscles are ginormous. I can't wear skinny jeans. I would trade half and half. We could split.
So we split your body.
We could split.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
The bodies.
He takes my lower half. I take his upper half.
Oh, good callback, Joel. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Seemed significant to you guys and me.
It was.
I just feel like when you're walking on sand, the ideal shoe choice is not a sneaker.
No.
No.
The ideal shoe choice is no shoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or like that.
Even a light sandal in the sand is horrible.
Yeah. I'll even accept those gross, weird water shoes with the toes.
I won't.
No, I would not.
That's jail.
Kidding.
Like 25 to life. No.
Ooh. Solitary confinement.
Ooh. Human rights abuses.
So we've watched a prison documentary. Okay. So JP gathers the troops for a little pep talk. The first pep talk.
And it's not just any pep talk. It's the Paradise Works pep talk.
Right, yeah.
But also, if you don't find someone, you're going home.
If you're not in love,
a committed relationship.
If you're not in a committed relationship, which is the last thing any of these people will ever be in.
Yeah, and want either as well.
No. And honestly, every rose ceremony, there's pity friend roses. So no one, like half of them aren't in committed relationships.
Who was the one who got brought along for so long?
Tia?
Last season. And then got the pity rose from Wells because what's-his-face screwed her over.
Fuck, who was it?
You deserve to be here another week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You deserve to find love. She didn't. Spoiler alert.
From a show that aired last year.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But I do. Yeah. But I do know. Happened. I remember it. Yeah.
Anyway, so case in point.
Can't wait.
Yeah. But then, then we get our first date card.
Yes.
You guys, I found a date card.
You mean it was given to you? Andrew S. We wanted to call him Andrew S, I guess.
Of course. Yeah,
that's just who he is.
That's just name. Who he is.
Yeah.
No last name, just Andrew S.
It's Jill Chin.
Yeah.
It's Andrew S.
It's Andrew S.
Michael A.
Jean-Bieve.
Jean-Bieve.
And Romeo, not Mario.
Yes.
Romeo.
Perfect. That's how we'll remember him. But Andrew chooses Teddy. No surprises here.
Well, very cute.
Very cute.
I don't remember anything about their date except for that it was incredibly awkward.
Yeah, they walk into an empty lobby.
Silent.
There is a, yeah, lobby. Silent, no music. Really create the nice ambient environment for them to really connect.
And they're also both very tired and admit that it's been a long day and they're shocked that they're even there.
This is not a fun date.
No.
All they do is sit at a table.
And then they go and sit in a giant margarita
hot tub.
And then
he really weirdly says, I have something for you.
Yeah, as if they didn't walk past it and they both questioned it when they walked into the room.
It wasn't, and like, it's not like he put it there.
he blew it up himself with his mouth.
Yeah, he didn't choose this date.
Nobody would.
True.
Yeah, they kind of spend a little bit of time being like, I'm so nervous.
I'm nervous. No, I'm nervous. No, I'm more nervous.
And then also, like, are we getting in this green hot tub? This green water that looks like margarita that's not steaming?
Yeah.
Ew.
Love?
I mean, I like them both.
Yes. I do love that they both were like, I'm here for the right reason.
Yeah. To be honest, I actually, like, don't know about Teddy. I'm always wary when someone self-proclaims they're a virgin. just weirds me out. We don't need to go back to it, but it does.
Like, to advertise it.
I just degree of virgin.
It, yeah. Like,
what are we talking here?
Yeah. Her mouth's not a virgin. Who said that?
I don't know, but that's from a movie.
It's from Batch.
Is it?
Yeah, it's from a previous season.
About Brittany?
Oh, it all comes back. But yeah, they're cute. I mean, we'll see. I don't really see any like heat between them.
No.
No, just a little bit of like, haha.
They're both hot people. They look good together.
They look really good together.
Yeah.
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 Duh.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Great. Moving on.
Good for him. Good for them.
At the same time as this date is happening, I presume, Jean-Bieve and Justin are already having their first fight.
which was like a weird, like, no, you said it. No. And then they just made out.
She was like, I didn't think you were into me. And he was like, why? Because I wasn't screaming your name from the rooftop.
She was like, yes.
Yeah.
Basically.
I'm sensitive. Okay. Great start.
And I'm sensitive and not paying attention.
Yeah. And so then he just kisses her. And Joel, you said it best. And you said, yeah, shut her up.
Shut her up. Yeah, shut her up. She's just rambling. Just kiss her already. Shut
I just
her up.
Think we're really missing the juice and the core of their connection, which was pears are underrated.
Do you have jewels for your crops?
Dude, I love strawberries and bananas, but pears, underrated, dude. They are the underdog.
Do you know what that conversation reminded me of? Aaron.
Oh.
And we'll see him soon.
We'll see him soon.
I feel like we've already seen him because I think that Jean-Bieve looks like him.
Like the female version.
Which is weird. I'm like, am I attracted to Jean-Bieve?
I mean,
I love Aaron.
Very pretty.
You guys know I love Aaron. He's like my number one. But
oddly, they're completely different races as well, and they look similar.
But I think like maybe they have similar noses. I can't wait. I actually think they make out in one of the promos. So I'm excited to see. It'll be like weirdly in a mirror. You know?
This season is really
twin-cest.
Good. Twin-cest. The theme of this season is literally siblings are dating.
Yeah.
Like it's very. I don't like that that's a genuine thing that people have noticed statistically is that people are attracted to people that look like them because that's my nightmare.
I'm least attracted to people that look like me. Even if there's like a hint that we could look like if someone has freckles, I'm not interested.
I'm pretty sure it's called, in the gay world, it's called boyfriend twins.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's very common.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, perfectly common.
Yeah.
Or you're like me and all your ex-boyfriends look the same.
Yours do. Yeah, yours do.
That's just having a type. That's just having a type.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I think we're ready to talk a little bit more about our favorite girl, Lace.
Oh, she's mine. I mean, she's mine.
I know. She's mine, too.
Yeah, good.
But we've already talked about her crying in the bed. You know, why?
But then she returns to the party.
She rallies.
Well, whoa. We do know why.
Tell
she needs attention.
Yeah.
Or she'll die.
Yeah, but like, yeah, we know why.
Yeah.
But like, realistically.
We don't know.
And like the royal we don't know.
The beach doesn't know why.
No.
Yeah, because they don't know her at all.
No.
They don't know her shenanigans. None of them follow her.
Famously, none of them know who she is, which she hates.
Exactly. It would be weird and hard to go into a group where they're all like screaming to see each other and then nobody knows who you are.
I mean, yeah.
Well, who? She was coming up the stairs and someone was like, is she supposed to be here?
Is she? Yeah, they were like,
is she with us?
That was Johnny.
I think it was Jacob.
It was Johnny.
And then the other girls referred to her as alum.
Oh.
Oh, yes. A bachelor. It's nice to see bachelor alum on the beach.
Ooh, with a hard D at the end of old.
The producers, they knew what they were doing.
I bet they've been begging Lace to come back every year.
They did her dirty, for
sure. They know who's good TV.
Yeah.
And they encourage her.
But then she pretends it's her birthday.
I mean,
that's
who's mad?
Wild.
Who's mad?
It's iconic.
It's iconic.
It's iconic.
I'm 32 today. Wink, wink, wink with my crooked-ass eyelash.
The eyelash is falling off. Yeah. It's like covering half of her eye.
And then Wells is like, is it your birthday?
Wells. He's like, hey.
Yeah.
One of the producers brings her a slice of cake.
Uh-huh.
She obviously asked for it. She was like, I'm gonna pretend it's my birthday.
Of course.
And they were like, absolutely.
They do just have cake lines.
Do you want Black Forest? Yeah. Do you want carrot?
Yeah.
Red velvet?
Here's our cake wall. Yes.
Oh my God.
It's so good. And then she's into Logan. And I actually
for a minute.
I can't picture a better pair.
No, I think you're right.
I would love to see them.
Alliteration. Lace and Logan.
Oh, Logan and Lace.
What would be their couple name?
Just Lace.
Logan.
Logan.
Logan or
Logan.
Los.
Los.
Just loose.
Loose.
So, and I called it when she made him sing happy birthday and he said, how old are you? And then he skipped over the dear name part. And I said, he doesn't know her fucking name.
He did call it. He was like, happy birthday.
And
dear,
I will give
32-year-old.
Him, give him a little bit of credit for that, I guess. But then he quickly lost
fast
it.
On his feet because he was like, this girl is
insane. Fuck.
She is going to.
And then he went with. And then he went with Loose.
Loose.
That's hilarious.
I mean, Loose is a nice name. L-U-C-E.
Like Lucy.
Like Lucy.
Loose is not something that I think most people want to be called.
Well, no.
No, famously not a good descriptor.
No, exactly. It's incredible. Chef's kiss.
She couldn't get over it. She kept saying.
She also doesn't tell him what her name is after that.
Yeah.
No. So does he even know now?
Because she thinks she's under the impression that everyone should know what her name is.
No and one knows her.
Why should she tell him? You know?
You're right.
She doesn't know him anything. She's a fucking star.
And then she immediately finds out that he's, like, significantly younger than her.
Oh, my God. I love when she was like, yeah, I'm 32. I know what I want. And he's like, yeah, I'm 26. And she was like, what?
I'm pretty sure he said he was 26 because he was like, get away from me.
Like, yeah.
She was like, I'm here for the right reasons. I want to get married. And he was like, well, I'm 26. I'm just here to fuck.
She said that he was the only one she was interested in.
Yeah.
Ew.
Why?
Why does this keep happening?
I know, but then she goes in first with Casey, and I think that was...
That was better. They share like a little kiss.
Yeah.
Just like a smooch, you know? Not like.
I love fun kisses like that.
A friend peck.
It was a friend peck. So maybe he gives her his rose. We're not sure. Anyway, we need to see more of Lace. The producers know we need to see more of Lace.
Is he going to give Lace the friend rose or is he going to give Kira the nipple flick rose?
I don't think Kira's getting a rose.
No.
Just my first, I think everyone is going to, because everyone really bonded with Jill. With Jill Chin, sorry. Oh, I should say her full
name. Yeah, she's
name.
A friend of the fam.
Friend of the fam. Yeah. Jill Chin.
Jill Chin.
It's like one word, Jill Chin.
I mean, she's fucking nuts, but
nuts.
I do like her more than Kira.
Let's get there.
Yeah. Let's talk about her.
Okay, should we start with just Romeo being like actually being a good guy and communicating as an adult? I love that.
Yeah.
He straight up.
She did have to like basically stab him in the heart and pull his heart out and put it back in as a bribe to him.
She did have to like write the script for him to repeat to her, but he did say it of his own volition.
Yeah.
Sort of.
He told her our friendship and he really like.
He told Kira.
Was firm. Kira. He really said friendship when he was talking to her. And immediately her look was like. Ugh.
But he did tell Jill Chin that he is interested in pursuing her and would like to pursue only her.
Wow, what a nice person communicating your intentions.
I love when men get celebrated for just
the bare minimum.
The like not even the bare minimum.
But on this show, that is a 10 out of 10.
No. This show we have Michael A. I'm sorry.
We had grocery store Joe.
Yeah, we've seen but
night
some
one?
Real 10 out of 10.
Night one, someone this, not wanting to make out with 8 people?
Romeo, no, this is the bare minimum. Okay. I'm sorry, you're giving him far too much credit. He's
I'm
5 out of
10 some
at
credit.
Most. 5 out of 10. That's 50%.
Yes.
50%.
Okay. Which is how much love he gave to each Kira and Jill Chin.
I also love that Jill was like mad at him and then like not really mad at him and then they made out. So then
Classic.
She was completely not mad at him anymore.
But then when Kira comes up.
Yeah, oof.
It's really strange because I don't know why in this moment Jill doesn't sit there with Romeo.
Oh my God, stood my ground.
I would have clocked her.
I was just sleeping. And then she just leaves and sobs. And we see all of the other girls come to her like ants to an anthill.
Do you know what I would have said to Kira? Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I would have said.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Why?
Yeah. Hello.
Like you can see where we are.
Or my other favorite. We're just wrapping up. Can you give us 10?
I wish. Podcast famously an audio medium, but if anyone could see Joel, he's very proud, very proud chest, you know, like straight back.
Oh, he said it with his whole chest.
Yes. The whole body was inside.
I said it. You know what I said it with? My chin.
Yeah. Ah! For Joseph.
Stop. Oh, she's not used to talking to people. She loves her cat, okay? She's just getting used to being around humans again.
Giving cats, cat moms, a bad name. I'm sorry. Jill Chin is insane. She looks like she would kill someone. I'm still not convinced that she wouldn't.
Or already has not.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, Romeo does the right thing. Tells Kira, sorry, I'm not interested. Then Kira...
She does not take it well.
Oh, she has a full toddler tantrum meltdown.
Yeah, she storms away. She kicks the sand. Honestly, it reminds me of me as a child.
And then the first guy she sees, she goes and lays down with and like tries to be
all... And her Chiron, learned that word from you, Thomas.
Chiron!
Says...
Looking for threesome.
Looking for threesome.
I think she was looking for anybody to give her attention so that she could rub it in Jill and Romeo's face.
And no one cared.
And nobody cared. They were happy she left.
That girl's a fucking mess, dude.
But you did say she's a medical professional and obviously has some ego and is not turned down very often, clearly gets what she wants.
Yeah.
So she's not getting what she wants tonight. And she clearly thinks that Jill is below her. That's very evident. And that's not cool.
Well, they're very different.
Very different.
Jill's
nice.
I don't think Jill's nice. She's insane.
Yeah.
But their looks are very different. Jill Chin is very like cat mom, girl next door.
A little plainer. Yeah.
You know, like she's very beautiful, but like very like naturally, I would say.
And I'm just going to interrupt you really quick.
Please.
Earlier you had mentioned that Kira gives you like dancer in Miami vibes.
Yes.
And I just wanted to question why you're going as high as Miami and not staying in like Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Strictly because I don't know the geography of America. Don't know. But yeah, like Kira's like
rough.
You also reference like growing up in a small town outside of your school, like smoke pit?
Oh, smoke pit girl,
oh,
for sure.
Smoke pit girl.
Yeah.
Pajama pants at school.
Pajama pants, you know.
Muffin
like,
top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The little like Playboy bunny stickers when you get a tan. So
oh,
you
yeah,
have
the tan tattoo.
Mm-hmm. That better come back because I was into
it. Was that Playboy bunny or the heart?
Yeah.
One or the other. Those
I mean,
listen,
options. I'm not proud of this, but I did it too.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
My fat little belly. Oh, so cute.
So Kira storms over to Jill and Jill's like, let's chat.
Oh, we're doing this?
Yeah.
Let's go to the beach.
That's exactly.
And they walk about four steps away from everyone.
The producers were like, not too far.
Yeah, like you can step. Stop. Yeah. There's an X actually.
Wherever,
find your spot.
There's an X. Find your spot. Find your light.
Find your light.
Yeah.
And if you're going to scream, do it into the camera. Like, yeah. And
your mics are here.
Go.
Yeah. Go. Yeah. It's.
They had the most incomprehensible non-argument ever. Where they just said things to each other, neither of them listened, and then they walked off.
Why are you afraid of me? Why can't you just leave me alone? I don't get it. Aren't we friends? What happened? And then immediately disappear.
Nothing happened.
It was stupid.
It was not good.
No.
There was zero conflict resolution skills.
I wanted hair pulling.
So, yeah.
Or a drink thrown.
Or like a shove. I would have taken a shove.
I thought, because Kira was carrying her wine glass... I thought she was going throw it on her. And that would have been
incredible.
Chef's kiss.
Yes.
That would have been, she'll stick around if she threw a wine glass.
I don't know. Or is that immediate expulsion from the beach?
But just the wine, though? Not the glass.
Yeah, maybe. Okay,
yeah, not a Ramona.
No, exactly.
A brandy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brandy knows.
Oh, yes.
Ramona famously threw a glass at a girl in a lake. Huh? Brandy just tosses wine.
Yeah.
Right.
Just
white wine?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Pinot Grigio usually.
Yeah,
of course.
Or maybe a Chardonnay.
Or a Whispering Angel Rosé.
Nailed it! God, what a fucking start. I barely know any of these people, and I'm still excited.
It's so good. But we have just a quick wrap-up. Next day, Lace still livid.
Yeah, she's mad.
She's not happy. You can see it. Her eye. Well, you can see it in her eyelashes.
I was outside with my throwing up dog.
Yeah, you were outside, and now we'll fill you in.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we wake up. It's the next day. Lace still mad, and then we just have Genevieve talking about how she's 11 out of 10 interested in Justin.
Which every time someone is feeling satisfied on the beach, they're about to cry hard.
100%. Anytime anyone's like, I'm so in love. I feel so secure. Yeah. I can't wait to get to know them better.
Day morning one, actually.
Yeah. Guess who comes down the stairs? I was excited to see her.
Dun, dun.
Victoria F.
Looking
Victoria
beautiful.
F. She's always
like a tiny little Bratz doll.
Yeah.
She's so pretty and insane.
Yeah. And she's not afraid to come in and fuck shit up.
No. And she's into Justin, so she is coming for Genevieve's man.
And she'll probably get him.
Oh, if it's between Genevieve and Victoria, Victoria would drop Genevieve.
And guess what? She has a date card.
Of course.
And guess what? We see them on a date 3 seconds later in the preview. Dune bugging in the dirt.
Yeah.
So, and she's wearing white. So, but can't wait.
I don't know why you would ever wear white.
Well, for your entrance look?
I mean, just all the sand. But when you're
going on a date, like, Teddy changed into the LBD.
True, but it was evening.
That was evening.
So?
And they didn't have anything else to do.
But I will also say, Victoria comes down looking like she just spent 4 hours getting ready at the hotel. Oh. And then the girls on the beach are, like, first day ragged. So she looks even prettier. Yeah,
hungover from first night. Like, haven't showered yet.
19 puffy. Tequilas, puffy, ooh, like, no makeup. Like, thank God I got microbladed. You know, that look. A good look.
I know that look.
A natural look. But not
Jess wipes her eyebrow.
Yeah. But not like I just primped for 4 hours at the hotel.
Yeah, I just came from a blowout at the salon.
Yes.
The salon.
So clearly she's gonna break some hearts immediately. And that's great.
And that's it. That's Bip, baby.
First week. Well, as is tradition in Paradise fashion, springing it on you guys. Mm. We got two roses to give out each.
Two each?
Yeah, boy, girl. I'll go first if you want.
Please, yes.
Well, I am the one that have been thinking about it the whole time because I did know I was going to ask the question, famously.
Nice.
Boy Rose, honestly, I doubt it'll probably change. I think it'll be this the entire time. Michael A, forever.
And he's same as on Katie's season. Yeah. He was just every fucking
Angel.
Week.
Yeah, he's a perfect man.
Yeah.
And I would do anything for him.
Anything.
Almost move to Akron, Ohio.
Almost. Yeah. Almost anything but that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd get a vacation property.
Yeah.
And then sporadically.
A timeshare in Akron.
It'll be $48.
Oof. I mean, should we all get one?
Yeah. We can share.
Nailed it. My girl Rose goes to Sierra, is that her name?
Yes.
The one that I'm big
fashion.
Into. Yeah,
and
the
they
fashion.
Are a little couple. We didn't even talk about them because we're like, whatever, they're not going to last.
Yeah, by the way, fucking Sierra goes after Michael and all we could say was, he doesn't have enough cool factor for her.
No.
She's like, way too cool.
She's way too cool and just so gorgeous. And I mean, he's a gorgeous man.
She's not moving to be his child's mother.
She's
period.
She's
not a 26.
She's famous.
Yeah, she's a pop star.
She walked in and said, "How do my tits look?" You
yes.
know, like she's
that's our girl.
And immediately spilt her shot down her tits and then rubbed it in. I love
one incredible. Of us.
Yeah, Angel.
Joel, who get your
okay? Well, my female rose is obviously Lace.
Same as me.
She's just the one for me.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to every moment of screen time that we get with her. And I obviously want the best for her. I want her to find some love with the right guy. Whoever matches her energy, I'm curious to see who that is. Maybe we have never met them. Maybe we've never met a person even that exists that's like that.
I wonder who it will be.
Who will it be? But she appears to stick around for a few weeks. So who knows what's going to happen.
Spreading that negative energy.
But if she gets attention... She's the best.
It's positive energy then.
Yeah. In Paradise, if the only thing you're spreading is negative energy, that's a win. Yeah. Let's get that straight.
That's ratings, baby. My boy Rose, I'm going to give it to Brandon.
Ooh.
Just because I like him the most, I think, so far out of all the guys. Like, yeah, he comes down. He's like not taking it too seriously, being himself, like immediately goes and finds the girl he likes that he, you know, like... I don't know. I think he did it right.
Respect.
Yeah.
I respect Brandon the most out of anyone so far.
Yeah.
And I honestly just like really liked him from Michelle's season. She just should have picked him. It was the right choice.
I'd like to see more of him. He has little chiclet teeth. That's the only
little chiclets. There's a, so does Andrew S. Oh.
He does have a boyish vibe to me.
It's
he
very
looks
boyish.
Very young.
But
I think he's like 27.
Cute. Yeah, that's
a boyish quality. But Serene has a little frail girl quality. So maybe they're going to be perfect together.
No, I do. I see it.
Yes.
They just can never touch.
They turn to dust.
Yeah. One static electricity spark.
Gone for God.
Gone with the wind.
My Rose, my girl Rose is Lace. Yes. 1000%. Every week she's here, it'll probably be her. But I'll really think about it. I'll try to switch it up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Wink, wink. Wink, wink.
And also honorable mention to like her left eyelash.
Oh, yeah. No, the Rose goes to her left eyelash.
Yeah, that's really who I'm giving it to.
Goes to Luce.
Yeah, to Luce. That's the name of her eyelashes now. Luce.
Luce. It is.
It is.
Oh, I love Luce. And then my guy, Rose, is Justin. Ooh. I love his I love his beard. You know, yes. I loved him on Katie's season as well. And I loved his outfit.
He is fashion.
His snakeskin shirt.
Oh, hot. The winner.
So hot.
The 3-inch
the right length
tiny,
shorts.
Those are the perfect shorts for any man.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's perfect. That's the only size of shorts I ever want to see anyone in.
Yes.
Doesn't care. I don't care what your body looks
guys
like.
Guys with eyes.
The appropriate short length. Mm.
Call in.
Show us your legs.
Just really curious, Jess, that you're so quick to judge Jacob for all the physical attributes, and yet you gave Justin his rose for only physical attributes.
Well, I did not say I was better than you.
Just trying to keep us all humble here and accountable, you know? I just want to make sure that we're all on the same
page.
That's
why I'm still single too. Everyone just sees right through it.
I mean, this show literally revolves around vanity. So
this is a good looking group of people.
Yes. Yeah, it is. We have a hot, hot group, especially the men.
I would say the men are hotter for sure.
Yeah. Which doesn't happen very often because we are team women in this house.
Usually it's the men.
None of us really are, but team empowering women.
Yes.
Feminist.
Feminist. Feminism. God. Well, first week down in paradise.
Thomas, where can they find us?
You know, if they wanted to find us, the We Hate the Bachelor podcast, and like communicate with us, they could do it on Instagram at We Hate the Bachelor.
Yes.
They could do it on Twitter at We Hate the Batch. They can fire me off a good old Gmail email. We hit thebachelor@gmail.com. And everyone, really sorry. It's going to be a quieter week next week. Joel is away.
And the week after and the week after.
3 weeks.
That's a rough one for old Jess and I out here. Back to our roots.
Back to the roots.
Back to the roots, you know?
I'll be on vacation.
I know.
Ugh, I'll be in paradise.
Almost paradise.
No, I won't. I'll be in the Middle East.
Dubai is not paradise.
A little family trip.
Yeah. But we're going to ask Joel to send us like his thoughts.
Yeah.
You know?
And prayers.
And prayers, of course. And
which are needed.
Maybe we'll read them out.
Yes.
We'll be here for you.
We'll do our best Joel impression.
Good luck.
Oh my God.
It's not easy.
And if you want to follow along on my journeys.
No.
At North Joel.
God,
I'll be posting.
Stand you.
Routinely.
Oh my God. On that note, fucking see you later.
Bye.